Every family has its skeletons in the closet. You know how it is. A long-lost grandfather may never be mentioned. A death in the family could be ignored or denied. Your own sister, heaven forbid, could turn out to be your mum. We all have our little white lies. I, unfortunately, had to find out the hard way. So yes, every family has its secrets. It's just that, well, my family's secrets are a little more out there.
Welcome, listener, to tonight's spine-tingling tale of horror and comedy. Blood Relatives by Andrew Smith.
Joe, are we there yet?
I'm not listening to you anymore.
Fine. So we're lost then?
No, we're not lost. Oh, look, I know I haven't been at my most talkative this trip, and I really do appreciate you coming along with me, but I am just a little bit nervous about all this.
Okay, I understand. You shouldn't be, though. They're just your family. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but they weren't my family until last week, were they? I mean, how am I supposed to feel? All my life, I've had no one. And suddenly, a whole clan turn up and invite me to this reunion thingy.
You never really talked about your family before.
There's nothing much to talk about, really. Like I said, this is all new to me.
But you've known me for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, close enough.
And you've never once mentioned your parents or anything. Were you found in a basket or something?
Hang on. Gotta make a left here. Some navigator you are. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it's time to tell you. Despite being a complete dork, you are my best friend. I would have done before, it's just that some things you try to push to the back of your mind. Really far back. I don't remember much about my parents except that day. I was in the garden, in the treehouse. It was bright out. Dad was inside the house, can't remember why. But Mum was outside with me, playing Three Little Pigs. She was good at that. That's when we heard the scream. Dad's scream. Mum ran inside, she shouted something. I don't know what. It was crashing, fighting. Then silence. I only know what people told me afterwards. The blood. The carnage. If I think about it too long, my imagination starts to run wild. They never found out who did it, or why. All I know is that it was a man. I saw his eyes. God, those eyes. Red, burning, staring at me through the kitchen window.
Heavy.
Yeah. That's one way of putting it. Well, since then, there were foster homes, friends made and lost, and loads of schools. The weird thing was that no one knew my parents. They weren't on any kind of records.
So for all you know, you could be from outer space?
I doubt it. Far too exciting. Hang on. This could be it.
Whoa! Impressive place. A little bit Scooby-Doo for my taste, but big. Your family must be loaded.
Come on.
Ah, you must be Joseph. Come in, dearie. My name's Carradine, Mrs. Carradine. I've worked for your family for longer than I care to remember. Oh, there's two of you.
This is my friend Sam. He's here for emotional support and to be a general nuisance.
Look at you both. I could just eat you right up. No, probably best not. Well then, you two just wait right here and I'll fetch the master. Oh, it's a waste. It's such a waste.
A maid? Your family has a maid? Fair enough, she's no fruitcake, but you are well minted if you play your cards right, Mr. Moneybags. I wonder what they'll lay on to drink.
Ha, ha, ha. Will you just give it a rest for 1 minute and behave yourself? I need to make a good impression here, and that's not going to happen if I have a wisecracking sidekick in tow. Shh.
Joseph, so good to see you, my boy. I welcome you with open arms to the Landis abode, and indeed the family. And you have a guest, too. One more for dinner.
It's good to meet you, Mr. Landis.
Nicholas, please. We are family, after all.
Well, then, it's good to meet you, Nicholas. I have to say, though, this is all a bit of a shock for me. I have so many questions. If you hadn't sent me those documents, I would never have believed in a million years that I had relatives. Real blood relatives. I mean...
There will be time for questions later, I assure you. Now, I'm sure you must be tired, both of you. Ah, that reminds me, Mrs. Carradine, would you mind seeing to it that our young friend Samuel has all the necessary provisions in his room?
Yes, sir.
You'll have to excuse dear old Mrs. Carradine. A little on the eccentric side, but she's been with the family for so long we couldn't bear to get rid of her. Don't take any notice of her if she seems a bit, well, barking. After all... Can't all be Landises, can we?
More's the pity.
Well, quite. What a delight your young friend is, Joseph. I'm sure he'll be dying to meet your new family.
Joe.
Pardon?
Please, call me Joe.
Well, Cousin Joe. It must have been a long journey for you. You probably want to retire for the night. Please follow me. Being so removed from the city, I must say it's been forever since we received any guests. I simply can't tell you how good it is to have fresh blood in the house. This way, if you please. I must show you my wine cellar. Do you care for it?
Now you're talking my language. You got any vodka?
Why, yes. Only the best, of course. My cellar is really my passion, you know.
Prepared room, master. Clean dishes, master. Wipe your ass, master. No, not good enough to greet guests, am I? We'll see about that, won't we?
Ah, my dear Mrs. Carradine, I see you have done your usual sterling work. I'm sure you'll be most comfortable here. I shall leave you to it. Be seeing you.
Listen very carefully. You don't have much time.
What? Sorry.
I couldn't speak freely before, not with the master lurking about. But you must listen to me while they aren't watching me.
What is she talking about?
Listen, I haven't time to explain, and you wouldn't believe me if I did. But your lives are in great danger. Your family are not who they seem. Dark secrets stalk these halls.
Slow down for a second. What secrets? Whose life is in danger? What are you talking about?
There isn't time for all this. Here, take this key. It'll be safe to meet me downstairs tonight, when the lights are out. Down the stairs and to your left, the wooden door. Don't forget that child, will you?
No. No, of course not.
Remember, downstairs, the wooden door.
Yes.
And beware. Beware.
Is she for real? I know I said this house was a bit creepy, but that was plain weird.
Well, Nicholas did warn us she wasn't all there. Maybe she's just a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
She's a picnic short of a picnic, if you ask me. She's barely a hamper.
Yeah, I guess they have to keep her around. Do you think I should go and tell Nicholas?
I wouldn't bother.
Oh, well. I, for one, am knackered. Time for bed.
About that, where are you going to sleep?
What?
Well, there's only one bed.
Yeah, a double.
Oh, so you want to share then?
You cheeky git. You think I was going to be happy on the floor?
Fine, fine. Well, top and tail. You better not snore.
Is he ready?
All in good time, cousin. All in good time. We don't want the evening to peak too early.
But, Cousin Nicholas, my skin crawls, my teeth salivate. I long to be free of this fleshy prison and take my true form once more.
Patience is a virtue, my dear. Cousin Joseph must be introduced to the family in the correct manner. He must taste the hunt, feel the full glory of the pure blood that runs through his veins. The plan is already in motion. I have dispatched Cousin Larry to do the job.
That fool! I implore you, cousin, send me! There is so much more I can do with him.
That is precisely why I do not send you, my dear. We all know your little track record with the young studs of our noble household. But do not fear. The young cur has brought along a friend. In only a few hours, he is yours to do with as you please.
Oh, thank you, cousin, thank you. I shall enjoy the hunt immensely. And as for when I catch him, I...
Anything for my favourite niece. Lawrence should be there by now. I do believe he will make a most lasting impression.
No. No, Mum, I don't want to be a sheep. You can't make me. You can't.
And you were worried about my snoring. Just wait till I tell everyone what you sleep talk about. And now I'm talking to myself. Great. Go to sleep, Joe. Oh, for God's sake, Sam, do you ever shut up?
What?
You're snoring.
No, I'm not. See, it must be you.
How can it be me when I'm awake?
Oh, night then.
I don't know. If it's not you, and it can't be me, then that means...
Where's the light? Joe, there's a very big, big, very big thing!
Hello there, doggy. Sam, can you get to the door from there? I see a run. We run down the stairs and to the left. The wooden door. Oh, okay.
Run! The hunt begins.
Just happened, can it? There was a giant wolfman thing.
Calm down.
Ah, what was that for?
I need you to get a grip.
Oh, and you had to slap me, did you? You couldn't just ask nicely.
Shh. I'm trying to think.
You're right. Let's think this through. That cannot have happened. Very simple. Werewolves don't exist. Therefore, they were not werewolves. Therefore, that did not just happen.
Oh, well, thanks for that constructive contribution. If those weren't wolves, then we're doing a bloody good impression of them.
Sorry. What about that crazy old maid? She must have known about all this.
Now you're thinking. But why did she send us down here? It looks like a wine cellar. There's no doors, no windows, no silver bullets, nothing. For all intents and purposes, we're trapped. Why?
Oh, I would have thought that was obvious by now, my lovelies.
Christ! Don't creep up on people like that. Thank God. Right, I want some answers.
Oh, I'm sure you do, my dear. I'm sure you do. Come, let old Mrs. Carradine look after you.
Joe, something's not right. Her eyes, look at her eyes. Back off.
Clever little one, ain't you, for such a mouthy little thing. Well, I'm done with taking orders from you or anyone else. I don't care what they do to me tomorrow. Tonight, you're both mine. Excuse me one moment while I slip into something a little more comfortable. Been a slave to this wretched family for far, far too long. Tonight is my night to feast. What?
I'm dreadfully sorry, Mrs. Carradine. I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go. Really can't get the staff these days. Always a shame when you have to put one down. I see you found your way to the wine cellar. Stunning, isn't it? I may break out a bottle or two tonight. The Chateau de Saussure, perhaps? After all, it is a special occasion.
I don't know how much more of this I'm going to be able to take.
Right. I think I'm entitled to a few answers, Landis. Namely, what the hell is going on?
There really is no need to panic. We simply want to welcome you to the family.
You mean...
Oh, I thought you would realise it eventually. Can't you feel it, Joseph? The blood running through your veins, the thrill of the hunt, the sweet smell of a fresh kill.
No, I can't, you mental case.
Unfortunate. No matter, all will become clear during the ceremony. Cousin Lawrence, would you do the honour of escorting our guest to the main hall?
With pleasure.
Get off!
What on the other end?
Watch it, you mongrel.
We shall keep it locked up here. No doubt Cousin Sarah has her own plans in store for him. Come! The others await most impatiently.
Okay, Sam. You can handle this. What have we got to work with? A dead old woman. Some straw and a heap of old wine. Oh well. Best make a start on the wine.
Patience, my brothers and sisters. The moment is finally at hand. At last, Cousin Joseph is ready to join our noble family.
You're all mad. Let me go.
Oh, do keep it down. I have particularly sensitive ears, you know. Every sound you make brings me the most exquisite agony. Besides, it's time for you to meet your cousins. Here we are. Ah, Cousin Sarah. One of our youngest members.
Oh, he's adorable. Just let me...
Now, my dear. Can't have you getting your paws on him before he joins our beloved brood, can we? And anyway, we discussed this earlier. Why don't you just run along and play with young Samuel?
Oh, yes, cousin. Thank you, cousin.
Hang on a second. This is getting confusing. Everyone around here seems to be everyone else's cousin. How does that work unless... Oh... That's a bit gross. Inbreeding.
Quiet!
Inbreeding?
No. We much prefer to use the term genetic purity. We can proudly say our bloodline runs back over centuries without the slightest hint of contamination. That is, until you came along. But we're prepared to make an exception.
What are you trying to say? What makes me
What a good time. You are impatient, aren't you? Forgive us if we seem to progress a little slowly. I've been waiting for so long. It would be a shame to rush things. Look at them all. I've really put the effort in, you know. Every one of them groomed to perfection. Now, let me introduce you to one of our more creative family members. Cousin Walter.
Hey, man.
A cousin Walter is something of the artist, aren't you? Oh. Is that something new you're working on? What do you call it?
Dead cat, man.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Isn't that just, well, a dead cat?
Please, Joseph. We like to encourage the boy. Gives him something to do. It's very good, Walter.
Thanks, man.
Genetic purity.
Moving on. Ah, Cousin Janey. So good to see you again.
Three down, a couple of hundred to go. This was a very good plan, you know. Shh. Who's that?
Hush, Sammy. Don't be frightened.
After the night I've had, not being afraid is really not an option.
The things I'm gonna do to you.
Whoa, now hold on a second. Don't you think that's being a bit forward? I mean, call me an old-fashioned boy, but I haven't even seen you yet. Come out of the shadows. Holy, I've been with some dogs in my time, but this would really be taking the biscuit. No offence.
None taken, after all. It's not as if you have much choice, is it? My delicious little plaything.
Back off.
I don't think so. I mean, what are you going to do? Look at you. You're pathetic, drunk, weak, and mine.
Not so fast. Get back.
And what? You expect to fend me off with a mere stick?
Oh, you want the stick?
Mm-hmm.
You really want it?
Yes, yes!
Are you sure?
Just give me the damn stick!
Okay, fetch. Time to get out of here, I think. Actually, might as well take a few for the road. Don't want to crash in on the party empty-handed.
That's it. Tie him nice and tight now. We don't want our young friend leaving us before our crowning achievement. Make sure he can see everything, won't you?
You won't get away with this, you know.
Oh, please, Joseph. Don't resort to the old clichés. If you leave now, where would you get the answers you crave? You know just as well as we do that you can't leave until you find out a little about where you come from. Your parents, for example. After all, how on earth do you think you're related to us, if not through one of them?
No. No!
Oh, I'm sorry, Joseph. I honestly thought you would have worked it out by now.
What have you done? Why have you done all this?
It does look as though I'm going to have to spell it all out for you. Now, how do I put this gently? You, Joseph, are an experiment, pure and simple. Your mother and father were allowed to conduct their little indiscretion because it suited our purposes. You see, although we are a very old and noble family, things have grown a little stale over the past few centuries. Our great secret is no longer so easy to keep, you see. Oh, gone are the days when we could pick off young maidens in the forest. Just think of the media frenzy. Because of this, we have chosen to maintain a low profile. And although our numbers span the entire globe, you would be hard-pressed to pick any of us out in the crowd. But I beg your pardon. I am rambling a little. It's so nice to be able to get this master plan off my chest after all these years, you see. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. We would all dearly love to return to the old days, but sadly we must realize that they have passed and a new age has dawned. One in which, I must confess, we find ourselves a little lost. What we need is an outside perspective. That's where you come in, my boy. Your mother, our dear cousin, was allowed to conduct her sordid little human affair against our wishes, only because we knew full well she would bear a child who would one day lead us to a new golden age. It was a pity we had to dispose of her, although I can't say the act was not completely without pleasure.
Those eyes. Those red eyes. You're sick. If you think for a second I'll be helping you...
As if you have the choice. You are one of us, Joseph. A matter of simple genetics.
I'm a werewolf. Wouldn't I have noticed that?
Good gracious me, no. As if we'd let people join that easily. The child of a wolf is not necessarily a wolf itself. First, he must be initiated into the family. And now, dear boy, your time has come.
Get the hell off me!
Brothers, sisters, let the ceremony I almost forgot. This will only take a moment. Brothers, sisters, boys and ghouls of all ages, let the ceremony commence
In honor of your induction to our noble brood, the Lupine Playhouse proudly presents an original play by yours truly, of course. Not only this, but we shall tell our story in song.
Shut up! I have had just about as much of this as I can take. I have been chased down corridors, and I have almost become some crazy old fruitcake's dinner. Some hairy chick just tried it on with me, and now you expect me to sit through some musical theatre? I draw the line here. I mean, seriously, how long did it take you to rehearse? Don't you lot have anything better to do?
What kept you?
Oh, hey, Joe.
Silence! Oh, it's going to be a pleasure seeing you off, you snivelling little cretin.
So fast!
No. No, don't!
What is it, Sam? I can't see a thing from over here.
I have something Nicholas wants. Don't I, little puppy whoppy? Although, why anyone would care so much about a bottle of plonk is beyond me.
That is my Chateau de Saussure 1896, as well you know. Now put it down, and perhaps we can talk things over.
Not a chance. Maybe if you untie my friend there, I might consider it.
Release the boy.
But Cousin Shul...
Release him, damn you!
Well, thank you very much.
Don't you know how rare that vintage is? Nobody move until I say so.
Well... this is a turn-up for the books.
Hey! Don't sound so surprised.
Hang on. Is that smoke coming out from under the door?
Shh!
Tell me you haven't done what I think you've done.
Hey, man, does anyone smell like, burning?
Silence! Now just give me the bottle.
With pleasure.
No! My wine! My expensive vintage wine!
Leg it.
Wait. This isn't wine at all. This is... Uncle Pop! He drank my wine! After them! What is that smell?
Oh, nothing. Just the house burning down.
Oh. What?
I think they torched the giant man.
You fools! Why aren't you doing anything?
You told us to stay still until you said the word.
Are you all mad? There are exceptions! Would you all jump off a bridge if I told you to?
Yes.
Oh, after them! Before this whole place burns down!
Hang on. Hang on a second.
Right. Let's get one thing straight. I'm sure your family is very nice and all deep down, but we are definitely going to my place for Christmas this year. Come on, we better keep moving.
What the hell did you do to the house?
That was nothing. Big wooden house, flammable liquids in the cellar, guy with lighter. Not a combination your local fire safety officer is going to want to see. I'm just glad we got out in time. Didn't really think that bit through.
Well, thanks. I guess I underestimated.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. Just keep going out.
Come on. Come on, it's almost over. We've just got to get away from here.
Over? No. It's far from being all over. We've got to keep going. Oh, I have to take care of a few things.
What are you talking about? You're in no fit state to take care of anything. Come on, I'll help you up.
Get back. Oh, I'm sorry. Look under my collar.
Oh my God.
Landis, don't be before we run for it. You really, really need to get back out of here. This isn't gonna be pretty, and who knows what I might end up doing.
But...
go! Besides, I think I need to repair that house a visit. What's left of it?
I can't just...
go!
I'll be coming back.
Stop! See, I'm betting there are only a few things I can see off a werewolf. If I remember my phones right, silver bullets, burning, decapitation, all the usual stuff, or another.
have been listening to Blood Relatives, starring Robert Turnbull as Joe, Alex Carr as Sam, Bob Fisher as Landis, Nancy Knifton as Sarah, and Janet Wind as Mrs. Carradine. Other parts were played by members of the cast and crew. The production assistant was Paul Dingwall. Blood Relatives was produced by Andrew Smith and Robert Sheeder.
Hello, this is Andrew Smith, writer and co-producer of Blood Relatives. This work is licensed for non-commercial use only. It may not be altered in any way. For more information, contact me at drewsmith@hotmail.co.uk or visit my website at www.illegiblemy.com. Blood Relatives copyright 2007 Andrew T. Smith and Robert Sheeler.